1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
So you think President Bush's prescription drug plan for senior citizens is unfair? How?
Well, first of all, Mr. Hendry, I'd like to say that I do believe that senior citizen people should be taken care of, but I also think that it's unfair for them to only focus on senior citizens.
A prescription drug plan is a plan whereby seniors get discounts for drugs that they need because they're old.
Yes, but what I was trying to tell you and what I was telling your producer, too, is that for the last 3 years, I have been involved in a campaign to try to get penicillin for young men like myself. Right now, the situation exists that because more and more young men are sexually active, because more and more young women are sexually active, that some kind of a discount for penicillin. But that's a penicillin discount.
Penicillin? I don't know what a penicillin discount is. What is that?
Well, as I said, there's been a growing movement among younger voters who are men to get penicillin discount.
Yeah, but why?
Well, I mean, I can only speak for me, but in the last 2 years, I've come down with, you know...
What was that? I didn't hear that.
I mean, I don't know if you want me to say. I've come down with...
Come down with what?
I've had penile drip.
Penile drip, like what? Gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea D twice, yeah. And that's an added expense.
All right, well, you're getting gonorrhea from sex, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but so you contracted that through your own unprotected sex.
Yes, sir, but you got to understand.
Yeah, but wait, just before you say that. Senior citizens want a prescription drug discount for ailments that they have. You want a penicillin discount because you've gotten...
I've had two kinds of penis drip and I've...
Okay, hold on for a minute. You can call it gonorrhea or syphilis, all right?
Yes, sir.
Because you got syphilis.
Well, I mean, but you have to understand, for a young man, especially in some of the ethnic areas, we have no choice, okay? I mean, right now, I'm...
What do you mean you don't have any choice?
Well, I mean, right now, I'm living with my mother, with the mother of my daughter, but I also have another lady that I'm unfortunately seeing right now, and also a lady who's a friend of my mom's.
Okay. So you're getting gonorrhea, possibly spreading it, and you could have prevented it.
Oh, well, but I mean, if that's your line of thinking, a lot of these old people could have prevented heart disease if they'd eaten lean foods.
All right, well, that's true.
Okay, or cancer if they didn't smoke cigarettes or pesticide food. But I'm not pointing the fingers at nobody. We are simply asking for a rebate on penicillin and other antibiotics.
All right, so you want a discount in much the same manner that seniors get a discount.
Yeah, a discount card that you can use.
So young men, how old you got to be?
Any young man between 18 to, say, 24, 26 who has any kind of drip or penis drip.
Any guy with the drip can...
I mean, you may think it's funny.
No, I think it's unusual that you're on here comparing your lot in life to the lot of senior citizens.
But again, I told you, they could have prevented it, couldn't they?
But, you know, getting old...
Well, if you get old, you die. See, a lot of the diseases senior citizens have, they could have prevented too. So if you're going to bust on me, you're going to bag on me or come down on me about how I could have prevented either getting drip, the gonorrhea drip or penis drip, then you have to also say the senior citizens could have prevented getting cancer if they hadn't smoked cigarettes or acted stupid, okay?
All right, tell me about this discount card that you want. You want a discount card for young men the same way senior citizens have one.
That's correct.
Tell me about it.
Basically, it would be a discount card that you can present to a drugstore. They'll go get the antibiotics that you need. See, one of the things that gonorrhea is going to prevent me from doing is eventually entering the LAPD Police Academy, because if I have penile drip or any form of venereal drip or any kind of drip at all, I seriously doubt that the LAPD would let me use their shower facilities, and that I feel very confident in saying.
Well, you know what? I agree with you. I don't think they're going to let you shower there either.
Okay, but, you know, these are facilities I need.
Okay, so you don't want to have gonorrhea because you're not even going to pass the physical, okay? But why should we have to pay for your mistake?
Because right now, the Hispanic and black population's on the rise, and if we get sick, we will not be around to contribute to society, because right now, we are the number one minority in America.
Well, I doubt if they'll ever let you on the LAPD because you're not going to pass the physical, okay? If you have, as you call it, what do you mean, the drip number D?
I had gonorrhea D.
Well, it's gonorrhea D. It's not drip D.
Okay.
So you're not, they're not going to let you use the be in the LAPD if you've got that kind of a disease. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is Dave. You want a discount card so young men can get a discount on penicillin in case they have venereal disease.
That is correct, yes.
And you want a similar discount card to the ones that senior citizens may get under Bush for prescription drugs.
That is correct.
And you realize that senior citizens are going to be a far more sympathetic group of people.
Yeah, but I made the point, okay, that you cannot deny against. I made the point that you cannot deny against.
What is that?
That the senior citizens, they would not be dead or dying from no disease if they had prevented getting cancer or heart disease too. See, they ruined their life, or I'm not saying they ruined their life, but they went out and ate pork chops. They also probably had, you know, pork meats or whatever that gave them heart disease originally.
All right.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's why young men in my position need the same protection as the oldsters. They only have a short time left here anyway. Old people are rich. One of the things that you will notice, Mr. Henry, and I don't know if you've noticed this, whenever a kid has a birthday, you get like 9 out of 10 times money or a check from an old person, okay? Now, that you cannot deny. When I was a
kid, yeah, when I was a kid, I got that stuff.
Yeah, I got it from old people all the time.
That's because it was probably from your grandmother.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, when you get a check as a kid for your birthday from an old person, it's your grandmother or grandfather sending it to you.
Yeah, but just because she's my grandmother, it doesn't make her not old. See, that's where you're missing the point.
No, I get the point. She's old, and she sends you money.
Exactly. Old people have money. Think about it. And yet they want discounts. Look, I mean, you have money, Mr. Henry. You're old.
I'm 48 years old, all right?
Okay, but all we're asking for, Mr. Henry, is legislation to make it easier for a young man of ethnic...
I mean, hold on for a minute. What do you mean old people have money because they send money to kids on their birthdays?
Every time you have a birthday.
Let me tell you something. I just had a birthday in September. I didn't get any money from an old person.
Do you get a paycheck?
Yeah.
Then you're giving money to yourself.
I mean, oh, come on, man. Look at. Well, yeah, I'll grant that there are many old people that are well off and could afford to pay for their penicillin, for their drugs.
And I'm not saying they don't have to. What I'm trying to say to you, Mr. Henry, is that old people, if they get a discount, then young people, young men who are suffering from gonorrhea drip or venereal drip should allow that too.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Bill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Yes, sir. This is Phil. You're Bill.
I'm sorry. Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe this idiot on the radio that wants to take medicine from old people who can't work.
I didn't say that, man.
You
got to be stupid. You didn't even hear what I said.
He can run around with a bunch of skanky women.
All right, hold on. He didn't say he wanted to take it away from old people.
Well, by not giving them a discount, that's essentially.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that. Do you screen these calls, Mike? Did you talk to a producer, Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Let me reset. He didn't say...
No, I can do it, Mr. Henry.
No, hold on. I got it for the purposes of time. He didn't say he wants to take money away from old people. He didn't say that he wants to take away their discount.
Right, okay. And maybe if you take the wax out of your ears, man, you'd hear that.
You still there?
Oh, I'm here. Yes.
Okay, he didn't say any of the things that you said he said.
Okay. He wants to be more self-centered.
Thanks for your call.
So
you want to be quiet?
Have sex with all these skanky old women without spending 50 cents for a condom.
And let me tell you something, dude. Hey, dude.
What's wrong with that?
Some of the stuff.
Do you understand?
Some of the stuff that I have sex with, Bill, you'd have to die and be reborn to even sniff it, man.
I wouldn't want any part of that. I'd rather do it by hand than have sex with these women that are giving you the penile drip. Jesus Christ. Can't you understand that?
No, all I'm saying is...
The guy brings up a good point. Why don't you wear a condom?
Because of the fact that if you're a young man, and I don't know, Bill, it sounds to me like you're well past being young, and you need to have the sex, sometimes if it breaks in your wallet or whatever...
What breaks in your wallet?
The condom. Okay, Bill.
Latex does not break.
What? I don't know.
How long? You're talking about having all this sex. It has to stay in your wallet for 10 years. This
is a good point.
Out.
This is a good point.
Okay, let me turn the tables for a minute. Ask you guys something. Old people can prevent cancer by not smoking.
How do you prevent prostate cancer?
By
how do you prevent stomach cancer?
By
how do you prevent pancreatic
by not
cancer?
Eating no steak, by not eating no meat. Okay, yeah. You eat meat, that gives you stomach cancer. The kind
how do you prevent prostate cancer?
Let me ask you something, okay?
What about colon cancer?
That's all eating meat, man.
How about
that's
arthritis?
All that's all eating meat,
how about
okay?
Arthritis?
That's
how about
all eating meat.
Mitral valve prolapse?
Yeah. You sounds like you got all
you
this stuff, man. You're doing
these
it for that.
Things by now, not doing something.
Yeah, you prevent
you
it by
prevent
living better, man.
Getting the drip.
What about
by
Jack LaLanne, man?
50 cent condom.
Hey, dude, what about Jack LaLanne? What about Jack LaLanne, man?
You work.
Yeah, see, you can't answer that, man. What about Jack LaLanne?
What about Jack LaLanne?
Yeah. He don't have no cancer. He don't have no prostate cancer, and he don't have the drip neither, as far as I know.
Well,
yeah,
what, do
you,
you get
can't
that
answer
out of
that,
National
man.
Geographic or something?
Hey, dude, you can't
that
answer.
He doesn't have that?
How come Jack LaLanne?
You don't know that.
Oh, dude, you're going to tell me Jack
what,
LaLanne has got, like, the drip?
Still alive?
Jack LaLanne is alive, man. I seen him on TV the other day. He pulls that boat in San Francisco Bay. Yeah, you are so stupid, man. You don't even know, man.
Jack LaLanne, but for the record, probably is still alive.
Hey, Bill, you know the condom your daddy was wearing broke?
All right. Is this the way this is going to be, or...
No, I'm just telling the guy, man, you know...
If this is the way it's going to be, you can get lost here. 1-800-449-8686, the condom your daddy was wearing. Okay, this is Dave, who believes that if senior citizens get discounts for prescription drugs, then young men... Specifically, young Latin and black men should be getting a discount for penicillin in case they get the drip. Because they, and here I'm using the word, because they are sexually active right now. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry, I keep myself in perfect health. I work out. I watch what I eat. I probably take better care of my body than most old people who eat meat and eat slop on cruises.
You can't blame old people for getting sick. If you're going to blame old people for getting sick, then you got to blame yourself for getting sick. Okay?
But even though they don't prevent their being sick, everybody gives them prescription discount, and I got to. And if I get syphilis and I don't get a discount, that's not fair. Okay, these old people are eating meat. That's going to kill them. And
are you eating meat?
No, sir, I do not eat meat. I'm a vegetarian. I mean, I get my meat eaten, okay?
Okay, if you want to be on the show and talk about this, don't give me your fast, funny lines about how you get your meat eaten.
I'm sorry, okay?
All right. But you want to talk about discount, prescription discounts for guys who are 24 for venereal disease. Karen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, I want to know why this guy thinks he needs a damn discount when he's already living with some broad that has a baby of his own, and he's sleeping with two other broads. Who the hell's taking care of his kids? He's on welfare, and we're taking care of his kids?
I'm not on welfare. I didn't say I was on welfare, God, man, why don't you listen to what I'm saying? I didn't say I was on welfare.
I'm listening to what you're saying. Why don't you keep it in your pants?
I got a job, okay?
You got a job, then you should have the insurance, and you should have that. You should have a medical plan, don't you?
Why do old people get a discount? Everybody's got insurance. I got insurance, but I don't get no discount, okay? Old people get a discount.
The hell you don't get a discount? What do you pay for a prescription? $5? $10?
How much do you pay for a prescription?
$5 or $10.
Look at it, have you got a prescription insurance?
I do, but I want even more of a discount to get rid of the drip.
God, what do you want, the walls?
Hey, listen to you. I mean,
you
got insurance?
You know, these people have already paid.
You got
and
insurance?
Paid and paid and paid.
Yeah, I'm paying too, you know. I pay insurance too, okay?
You're not old enough to...
Oh, so I got to pay for them, though. I mean, I got to pay into my insurance fund.
You got a mother?
You got
a grandma?
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Well, by God, who
mother?
The hell you think helping them out?
Hey,
if you don't pay,
you're
not going to help them out.
My grandmother is 86 years old, and she is not in no hospital, and she hasn't got some tube coming out of her ass like a lot of these old white women do. And she's
This doesn't have to be racial, okay?
Well,
yeah, he's racial.
No, my grandmother's, she's up every morning making tortillas. She's up in the Christmas time making the tamales.
Well, you know what? Mine is, too.
she's making tortillas?
She don't have no problem doing that.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, she makes her own tortillas.
So what are you bitching about?
What am I bitching about?
Yeah, what are you bitching about?
Because of you. Can't you keep it in your pants?
Hey.
Why aren't you with the woman that's got your baby, huh?
Are you Hispanic?
What if I'm half Hispanic?
Hispanic?
Is that a problem?
What, you're half Hispanic? You don't even know how to say it, man. I mean, first of all, if you are half Hispanic, as you say, then you know that a lot of men, Latin men, need for to have the sex, okay? That's number one. Yeah. And number two,
what do you mean need for to have the sex?
Latin men have...
You know how to speak?
You're the one who said Hispanic. Didn't you?
Hispanic. What's wrong with that, huh?
You know what Hispanic is? That's Spanish and white trash mixed together.
Yeah.
Is that what you is? That's what
maybe
you
you're is. Hispanic trash, huh?
You're the one who said that you're Hispanic.
Okay, will you knock it off with the Hispanic?
Really?
She did it.
What's the point that's going on here is that the point that I can see is that you are saying, Karen, if these people have lived this long, they've paid a lot of money into their insurance, and so therefore they ought to be allowed to draw some of that out correctly in the form
of
a discount. Is that right?
Correct.
And what you're saying, Dave, is that you, as part of a payer into an insurance fund, you're helping pay their insurance as well. Is that correct?
Everybody draws from the same insurance fund. I'm not saying these old people shouldn't have a discount. I'm saying I'm a young Hispanic male who, tragically, I do have a baby with two women, okay? But what are you saying? I'm not allowed to have no baby?
You can have a baby, but who's paying for that baby?
I'm paying for it.
But you also want a discount, so you can go down and present your card and say, give me my discount for gonorrhea.
So you want me to spread gonorrhea, huh?
No, but, okay. Karen, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Peggy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Peggy.
I have a comment for this young idiot. That has the
Look at everybody calling me a name, okay?
I'm calling you an idiot.
How come I'm an idiot?
Yeah, really. Just shut your mouth a minute and listen.
You tell me to shut my mouth.
Just first of all, I'm a senior citizen.
Oh,
I don't get any discount now.
Oh, great. Okay.
And I also smoke.
What are you dying from?
If I die from cancer because I
smoke, I'm going to have to pay for your cancer-ridden ass, too.
I give it to myself, young man.
Yeah, but
I've
got to pay for
yourself what you have.
What do you think is going to happen if they find you laying on the street and you can't breathe and everything? I got to pay for the ambulance.
You don't pay for it. I pay for it.
You ain't paying for no ambulance.
The ambulance. You don't pay for a damn thing, and most all of you want everybody else to pay for everything.
How come I don't get no drip discount?
Oh, come on. Don't be so ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
You got what you got for sleeping around. You deserve what you got.
Okay, you get cancer.
Well, look, if you get cancer, Peggy, you can afford to pay your own way?
Of course I can.
That's what she says, man. But you know she's going to be like on some Medicare or some kind of thing like that.
I don't pay for Medicare. Do you think Medicare is free?
Like, the rest of us are paying for your Medicare, too, hello?
I probably pay, and I also pay for a secondary, which you have to have when you're
a senior. You pay for
a
secondary what?
Secondary insurance, which you have to carry when you're on Medicare, and that costs me $120 bucks a month.
Yeah, but you get a discount.
And I pay Medicare $50.
You get a
every
discount.
Month I pay $170.
You get a discount.
And I receive $1,100 Social Security because I'm a widow.
And you get a discount.
If I can live on it and do, you can go around with your penis drip and pay for it yourself.
Hey, you know something? You get a discount for all of that crap you just said.
I get it.
You get a discount because you're old. And how many times you get to go into the supermarket, get a discount for this, get a discount for
that?
You get a discount at a movie theater. You get a discount at Denny's. You get a discount at Applebee's.
I got news for you, mister. You only get a discount in Denny's and other places if you belong to
Art.
And not everybody belongs to
Art. Yeah, you looked into it, didn't you? That's how you know. You said you smoke how long, like 35 years?
Oh, God, probably 45.
Yeah, okay. Well, I tell you what. You get your discount for smoking, I want my drip discount.
What discount do I get for smoking? I don't get any discount. I buy the cigarettes, and if I'm stupid enough to do that, like you were stupid enough
you must
to
be
get...
pretty stupid, then.
That's
all right.
It's a very
like
bad
a couple
habit.
Of dumb people talking.
All right, I'm not asking anybody
what,
to
What, you think you're smarter than my being stupid? If it's stupid for me to ask for a drip discount, at least it's not any more stupid,
it's stupid
than you smoking.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid when you don't even know what woman you got it from. You're a moron. And
maybe
a
was you, Peggy.
Bringing into
all right,
the world
okay,
will
thanks,
one.
Thanks. Maybe it was you, Peggy. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Dave talking about needing a discount for penicillin when he gets the drip.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Please stand by. Okay, hit it. Hit the flashback.
On Monday, I came on your program, and I was the first person to say, I think the race is fixed. AP picks up on it, runs with it, does a story about it, and what I find very interesting, and what I'm gonna use a word that I don't like to use, but I'm going to say it because I feel it. It pisses me off.
All right, watch it.
No, it pisses me off that they don't even credit me in the story. So, you know, it's very interesting, Phil, that somebody will say something and some hack at the Associated Press, some guy that's mining a teletype machine, some guy that just came out of the bathroom went, ooh, looks like the copier needs some more a paper in it. All of a sudden, he's the guy that comes up with the idea.
Well, the according to this story, a lot of people have been talking about it.
Well, I'd like to know who it was that was talking about it before me. Don't have an answer, do you?
No, I don't know who could have talked about it before you. All right, let's say that you're the guy that started the buzz, okay? Let's say you're the guy that said first, before anybody else, Dale Earnhardt Jr. winning that race is a fix. So what? People are talking about it now. Aren't you happy?
Well, you know, that's very interesting. Aren't I happy? If the conversation leads to some resolution, I might be a little bit happy, but I'm Ted Bell. And a lot of the innovations that I've introduced into the restaurant business, I believe that my innovative thinking sort of, if you will, bubbles over into other aspects of society. Ted Bell needs to get some credit for what Ted Bell thinks about. And when Ted Bell doesn't get credit, Ted Bell gets pissed off.
And then what's Ted Bell going to do about it?
Exactly what he's doing right now.
Which is come on my program and talk about how you were the guy. Okay, look, Ted, you've come on my program and said that you're the first guy to introduce putting ground pepper on salads. You're the first guy to introduce...
All of it true.
Yeah, the first guy to introduce tinfoil-wrapped baked potatoes. You're the first guy to introduce serrated steak knives. You're the first guy to introduce whatever it is that you introduced. And now you're Ted Bell, the first guy to say Dale Earnhardt Jr. winning the Pepsi 400 was fixed.
Because I'm Ted Bell, and because I can say it. And these are the things that I think need to be said. And so, can we hear it one more time?
Look, Ted.
Can we hear it one more time, please?
Great. Here he is saying that he thought the race was fixed on Monday.
That's Monday, not today. That's 2 days before the AP picked up on it. I'm simply saying that they felt sorry for the kid. They backed off a little bit. They felt sorry for the kid, and they said, all right, let's let the kid win because it's going to make the fans happy. So that
you're okay, but again, this is fixing a sporting event. I can't hear it while you're talking over
it. For dramatic effect. Right here. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. You were running your mouth over it.
Play it again.
I'm not going to...
Please play it again so people can hear.
I can't... What do you want me to play again, man? They heard it.
Just run it again so I can... There's a part in there that I missed. I wanted to hear it. I'm simply saying that they felt sorry for the kid. They backed off.
Will you shut up so I can hear it?
They felt sorry for the kid, and they said, all right, let's let the kid win because it's going to make the fans happy.
Okay, but again, this is fixing a sporting event. I know it's me talking.
You're fixing the race. I think what they did is they did it for dramatic effect.
Shut up. I can't hear it.
Now look at you yelling over the top of it.
I can't hear what you're saying when you're talking over top of yourself.
Well, at least I know how to talk over top of myself. That's something you don't know how to do yet.
Whatever, okay?
Let's hear it one more.
Okay, let's hear it one more time. Go ahead, talk over top of it.
They felt sorry for the kid. They backed off a little bit. Yeah, there it is right there. They felt sorry for the kid, and they said, all right, let's let the kid win because it's going to make the fans happy.
Good, good, great. Okay, but again, this is fixing a sporting event. I can't hear what you're saying.
I wouldn't call it fixing.
What?
What happened to it?
I can't hear you when I hear you, okay?
Would you do me a favor? Play it in the middle of my jingle.
Oh, come on, Ted.
Am I a sponsor on your show?
Ted.
Am I a sponsor on your show? Do I pay money to you to hear my commercials?
Yes, you do.
I would like to hear that. I would like to hear me saying that the Dale Earnhardt race was fixed in the middle of my jingle.
Have you got his jingle? Okay, will that make you happy?
Yeah. This is going to be good. I'm simply saying that they felt sorry for the kid. They backed off a little bit. They felt sorry for the kid, and they said, all right, let's let the kid win because it's going to make the fans happy.
We're at Tess. We want to put our meeting
Yeah.
Feel good?
That was great. That was so great, Phil. That was great. That, in other words, that combines...
Will you stop it?
No, it combines, in other words, my advertising pitch with my take on sporting event and popular culture. That was good. All right. I'm happy. I'm satisfied. All you chump change out there, you know where you heard it. Ted Bell.
Ted Bell said it.
Ted Bell said it.
Phil Hendry's flashback.
There's nothing better than hearing Ted going through a quasi-orgasm. Gee, how neat. And imagine being in his restaurant when that's happening while you're eating something. God. Speaking of eating, as long as it's the dinner hour, I thought I'd bring up the epidemic that has been rampant for centuries, and that is guys missing the toilet and peeing on the floor. It's been epidemic for centuries. It's gone largely unnoticed. And you want to know why the world is in such a mess? The people that run the world, yes, largely white men, can't hit the freaking John when they take a leak. Now, if I got to walk under the can here at Premier Radio or any of the affiliates and see one more pee stain on the floor, something's going to happen and it ain't going to be good. Now, I know a lot of you guys say you're doing it on purpose, okay? Grow up, all right? I happen to know that they're not doing it on purpose, though, because you walk into somebody's home and you see it. The guy's peeing on the floor. He's hitting the wall. He's hitting the windows. He can hit everything but the damn urinal. Hit the freaking toilet, will you? Look, when you knuckleheads get out of college and you want a job, all right, hit the soap dish if you can't hit the toilet. Try hitting the toilet when you go in there to take a leak, and we'll talk about your junior partnership with the firm after that. LAPD, you might not have a problem with ramparts, but it's it. Look, can you guys hit the... Because it's really, it's an intelligence test, right? You want to be a cop, huh? Yes, I do, sir, very much. Okay, go into the John and take a leak and see if we can hit the toilet. Well, what are you talking about? I just want to see that, okay? Because what is with you, man? You've been on the force now 10 years. You've killed 6 unarmed black men in the last month, all right? We should have known that because you can't hit the toilet.
I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah, you didn't know what you were doing. There's 6 dead black guys out there. None of them had a gun. Did you give this guy a pee test? No, we did not, sir. Well, that's the problem. Go in there and take a look in the toilet, see if it hits the toilet. Yay! Hit the window, all right. Freaking idiot.
Hey, you know, I want to be LAPD. I can hit the toilet. I swear to God.
Yeah, okay. With your drip? Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
Come on in here for a minute.
Yes, sir. Why?
Pee into that toilet.
Sir?
Pee into the toilet. All right. Well, he hit it. Okay. So it could have been you to kill that guy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Anyway, we were talking about the propensity of men not to be able to hit the John, and I totally spaced on one overriding fact of life in the bathroom, because you remember on Sopranos when Polly Walnuts didn't like tie. He washed his hands after tying his shoes because he says, you know where your shoelaces have been? They've been down there on the floor. And when you walk into a public John, boom. There's that multi-directional thing that happens when you start to take a leak. Sometimes it's going one way and the other, and it's like all over. And there's no way you can control it. There's no way you can control that. Now, some women may not know what we're talking about. I think pretty sure most men know that when you begin the process of urinating and it's suddenly like not going anywhere near, it's going in two different directions. You can't stop it, and it's going everywhere, man. It's on the wall. It's on the drapes. And embarrassed? Now, I think a lot of that has to do with dehydration. You know, you're not getting enough water or something. I don't know. That's the only excuse that I can see. And if you're in a public joint, you're peeing on both guys on each side of you. Okay, so now it's like you're hitting both of them. That's not cool. Just, I don't think it's a, I don't think it's a request that one should feel bad about making. Hit the toilet. People's bathroom habits in public are the worst anyway. Just hit the freaking toilet. You walk in there and there's like crap everywhere. I mean, no, Jesus. They ought to set fire to every single gas station bathroom and start all over again. And being a woman, man, you know, yesterday, last night, actually, Maria and I went out to dinner. And they have a unisex head. And basically what that means is one person, and there's a line, only one person can use the head at a time. You open the door, you close the door, you lock the door, and there's one person in there. Well, because we're married, we both went in. And I'm looking at the process that a woman goes through when she goes into a public latrine to use it. You got to get the seat cover. You got to make sure the seat cover covers the thing. You got to make sure that it's, you know, perforated properly. If it's dirty in there, or, and you know, and if it's the toilet's backed up, and at least we can stand. We don't have to touch a thing other than the very obvious. But women have actually got to sit down into this disgusting, this microbe-ridden hell called a public bathroom. No wonder they're coming out with all these inventions to help women pee standing up. And I ain't kidding you either. They got a number of them. A few of them I think I'm going to buy stock in. What do you think of that? Because they look like they're very promising. And this whole idea of using a unisex head. We were at a party one afternoon where they had these johns, and I was just doing opening the door and letting the women use the men's head. Now, this happens a lot. I mean, in some places, you know, where people don't have a hang-up about that, but some women don't want to use the man's head because it's a filthy pigsty of a hole, and I don't blame you. But if you're standing in line waiting to use the ladies' latrine and there's, you know, it's gonna be, you're going to be there for hours, you might as well try to take a shot at using the men's head. It might be clean. Most of them are not. You're right. Most of you women are absolutely correct in preferring to stand in line for a half hour than use the men's head. So, but every now and again, you find a clean one. And it can be a very pleasant experience. That's if the guys are peeing straight. Okay, anything else here, man? Is that it? Okay, we're all done. We're going to split early tonight. Because we're finished. And just the only other thought that I want to leave you guys with is that football season's right around the corner. Oh, and by the way, Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman are reportedly vacationing at the same Fiji resort. So this guy can't stay away from a woman that's recently divorced. He's just, whatever the hell his problem is.
How about summer vacation?
What?
Why don't you talk about your favorite summer vacation?
All right, that's nice. That's a nice, that'd be a nice thing to talk about. Yeah, my favorite summer vacation?
Yeah, I mean, it's summertime. Other people are on vacation. I noticed there's a phone volume.
What do you mean the phone volume? The phone's been popping all afternoon.
Bull crap.
Well, whatever. What about my summer vacation?
Well, it's just that you talk about a summer vacation on account of nobody listening to the show.
What do you mean there's nobody listening to the show? We've had people listening to the show. We've had people calling the show.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what do you mean, my summer vacation?
Well, what about summer vacation? What's your favorite one?
I don't know.
Come on, it'd be fun.
All right, I went to my favorite summer vacation. I went fishing one time with my dad. I went up to the mountains and, you know, went fishing. How about you? What was your favorite summer vacation?
I watched TV.
I'm talking about a summer vacation.
Yeah.
That's what you did for your summer vacation.
Yeah, I stayed home and watched TV.
Huffglade. You know, I'm sorry I brought that up.
No, I stayed home and watched TV. And
did you read?
No, I didn't read. But it was the best summer vacation I ever had because my parents left me alone for the summer.
Yeah, okay, man. I don't go on vacation, okay?
What about your beach house?
We got the beach house back. The lady gave us the house.
Well, see, you were bitching about that.
Well, it was some couple from freaking Wichita. What am I talking to you about this for? Get out of here.
We're talking about summer vacation.
I don't want to talk about that. We got that house back. That lady, thanks for asking, bud.
Well, you were bitching about it.
I wasn't bitching about it. It was a couple from the Midwest, and apparently they rented the house out from underneath us. The lady shouldn't have done that. She should have known better.
Asshole.
Hey!
Well, you're using your position to make fun of some poor lady.
I wasn't making fun of her, man. I put the money down for the vacation house, and we went down there, and then the lady says to me that she rented it to somebody else. How am I making fun of her?
I just don't think you should use your position in a broadcasting place to talk about real people.
I'm not mentioning her name.
You mentioned it was down in Newport.
Oh, okay. She's the only one renting houses down in Newport?
Well. Could be.
No, it couldn't be, man. Take a drive through Newport.
I bet you made her cry.
I didn't make her cry.
How do you know she wasn't here and hear about it?
What?
How do you know she wasn't listening to hear about it?
If she's going to cry, man, I didn't mention her name. I didn't say anything about her.
I just think it's very wrong, Phil.
Look at pal, my intern friend, the non-paid member of this staff. I don't care what your opinion is.
Well, I just think, okay, so if you open a phone right now and ask people, should Phil be talking about people? And they say, if Phil talk about people, be a bad man.
Jesus, man, sometimes you go from making sense to, Phil talk about people, be a bad man.
Well, you'd be a bad man if you talk about people.
I didn't talk about anybody by using their name.
She could sue you.
No, she can't, because I didn't use her real name. And why I'm having this discussion with you, you idiot, is beyond me. Now, I got the house back. She's a really great lady. How about if I just said she's a great lady?
You just called me an idiot.
Well, you are an idiot.
I bet tomorrow you get an email and say you a big jerk for talking bad about people.
Yeah, maybe I will get a bad email tomorrow. Maybe I will have a bad email tomorrow, okay? Maybe people will say that I'm a jackass. But the fact is, I didn't say anything bad about the lady. I said I got my house back. I got the rental back. We're going to go down there and take a much-needed, much-deserved, much-wanted vacation.
Do you call her a dickhead?
I did not say anything of the sort. All I said was that we rented the house. Then she called me up and said she rented it to somebody else. And would we please change weeks? And I said, no, I couldn't.
Even though you could have?
No, I could not. Not when I got a couple of guys working for me. You know, these guys have got vacations to take.
Craig doesn't do anything. He just sits on his ass.
Well, maybe he wants to go somewhere. Piss off, man. Get out of here.
You're mean.
Yeah, I may be mean, but that's it.
This going to be on your list of favorite vacations?
We'll just have to wait and see, won't we? Okay, I got to take a break. We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Number one rated Phil Henry Show. Best of the Year 2000 album. 877-616-PHIL. 877-616-7445.